answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We spoke to a number of American tourists who are stranded. The embassy there in Mexico telling American citizens to shelter in place for the time being. You also have a number of roadways that were blocked, and this is pretty typical of the tactics that are used by cartel members to impact and travel around the region. Some of the American tourists I spoke say, you know, from their vantage point, they were able to see some of the flames, some of the smoke. Some of them saying that they really just don't know what's happening as they are basically barricaded in their hotel rooms. They don't know how long amenities are going to last. One American tourist telling me that hotel workers are also unable to leave, so that they're being forced to stay in place, some of them having to sleep in the hallways there. So it's a very precarious situation, and they only wonder how things will progress.
Not very well, and very slowly at that. That's talking about the violence in Mexico, specifically around a popular destination point, a tourist spot. Maybe you've been there. I had decades ago, not any time recently, this on the Pacific coast of Mexico, Puerto Vallarta. And the violence breaking out in that city and the neighboring area is causing fear among American citizens as they've been told, stay on your grounds of your resort, do not leave. And yet some have. So far, no American casualties. How did this all start? It started as the Mexican army, with the help of the U.S., which we'll get into in more detail, took out a major cartel member. Reportedly, they wanted to just capture him, but then he began resisting and there was no option but death. And his followers, and this would include a lot of Mexicans who are not members of the cartel, but they look upon all the goods and the benevolence he bestows upon them as a Santa Claus for their region, and they're angry. And, of course, you have the other cartel members. And you have still other cartel groups looking for an opportunity to fill that vacuum, to take over. So there's massive violence happening around Puerto Vallarta. So far, again, no reports of any American casualties. So far. Thanks for joining us. Feb 23, 2026. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA. And I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later. So you can always pull it up, listen, and watch later. At News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook, and anywhere else you get your podcast. With Larry Connors USA, we're going to bring you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to know more by the time we finish each hour than you do when we begin. I promise you that. Coming up later in our next hour, Mondami is saying, we want to hire people to help with this blizzard. But you, you have to have proof of identification. You don't need proof to vote in many of the leftist viewpoints, but if you're going to shovel snow, we need to know who you are. We'll get into that. And Gavin Newsom, pandering to a black audience. It is pathetic. The audience, the anchor he's talking to, they should just look at him and, how dare you make such remarks? He's trying to be, you know, I'm just like you guys. But he makes them look stupid and ignorant. But the truth is, he made himself look even more so. That's coming up in our next hour. You do not want to miss that. Later in this hour, the story behind the story. How do they get the TV and radio ratings? How effective is it? How accurate are they? Have you ever been called? Which radio station you listen to? Which TV station are you watching? I'll break it down for you in the story behind the story, coming up later in this hour. Now back to the situation that's happening in Puerto Vallarta, as reported by Fox.
We are back with a Fox News alert. Chaos underway in Mexico as the resort town of Puerto Vallarta, as well as a local airport, under siege following a military operation that killed the country's most wanted drug leader. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirming U.S. involvement, writing on X, quote, "The United States provided intelligence support to the Mexican government in order to assist with an operation in Tlalpalpa, Jalisco, Mexico, in which Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes, an infamous drug lord and leader with the Jalisco New Generation cartel, was eliminated."
This is a huge deal. I mean, I cannot overstate that. This is a huge deal. El Mencho was a leader of the New Generation cartel. They're an extremely violent and barbaric cartel responsible for many murders, not only in Mexico, but in the United States, and responsible for bringing tremendous amounts of methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl, heroin into the United States. So this is a big deal. This is a big win for Mexico and for the United States and for the entire world. So the United States was involved in providing intelligence to locate him, but the credit really goes to Mexican authorities for actually taking him out.
That's a former U.S. Marshal stationed in El Paso. So he's certainly familiar with the activities underway in Mexico at this point. Now, again, there are Americans spread all across Mexico. I know many currently in Cancun on the eastern, or rather on the Atlantic side of Mexico, far away from Puerto Vallarta. But any of them in any resort area have to be wondering what would stop it from suddenly blowing up in our face in this place. Nothing. Nothing. We have seen flights canceled, suspended, going into the Puerto Vallarta area. Americans there who want to get out may not be able to get out for a period of time. So far, there's no report of scheduling U.S. airlifts for any of them that could come if the situation continues or escalates. That would be a standard event. But again, they are told, stay on your resort property. In the meantime, the U.S. State Department ordering non-emergency personnel to evacuate a U.S. embassy in Beirut, Lebanon. No details, but we all know what's going on. The buildup to possibly hitting Iran. So the State Department is saying, we continuously assess the security environment, and based on our latest review, we determined it prudent to reduce our footprint to essential personnel. In fact, any moment now, any moment, Trump could order strikes on Iran as they keep playing games, not really negotiating.
The president he gave Jared and I direction before we went over there. There were red lines. Zero enrichment. We have to have the material back. You know, they say that it's all about their civil program, and yet they've been enriching well beyond the number that you need for civil nuclear. It's up to 60%. They're probably a week away from having industrial grade bomb making material.
That is Steve Witkoff leading our ambassador, our negotiations with Iran, along with Jared Kushner, and saying before we met with them, the president kind of made it clear that we've got to have these things, and one of them primarily, you must cease all uranium enrichment. They don't want to do that, so they keep stalling. There's a former Special Forces source, Jim Henson, talking about we're seeing a lot of this play out in different ways, and a question that really raises a bigger issue.
What would you envision is on the table right now if there were a strike on Iran?
Well, the advantage we have is there is nothing of theirs that we can't destroy. You know, the thing that was made abundantly clear when the Israelis were bombing prior to Midnight Hammer was they can fly a missile through a window and kill you in your bed. So all of their stuff is on the table. I think, you know, taking out their IRGC facilities, the ballistic missiles, all of that is great. Karg Island, their oil terminal, would really destroy their economy. That would be a major thing to put on the table. And basically anything they do, President Trump can hit them with. And I think now, you know, we're in the position where he can do that at will. He gave them 10 days, but I think we all know that President Trump gives those deadlines to throw people off balance. If we heard explosions right now and our phones started blowing up because things were blowing up over there, right, wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Not a bit. It could happen at any moment. The State of the Union address is tomorrow night. Many think he would not do it in advance of that. Then again, he might. Or he might do it during the State of the Union address or immediately after. Iran's warning to the U.S. today, if you want to take this seriously, we will respond ferociously. All right. Robert Wilkie, former Undersecretary of Defense, said, you know, you look at all the battleships, the carriers, everything else in the region and the troops, there's something they're ignoring that could really destroy Iran anyway.
What do you think about the strategy of a short strike that can nudge the Iranians in the right direction?
Well, look, if the attacks and the destruction of most of their nuclear infrastructure didn't cause them to raise the white flag, a limited strike will not. It will still give them the ability to hit our bases anytime they want to. It will still give them the ability to rain rockets down on Israel. I think if a strike happens, and it should happen, you just said it, this is not a regime you can make a deal with, then it would have to be overwhelming and devastating. And what you don't see on the maps is what is waiting for the Iranians with the United States Air Force, the B-52s, the B-1s, the B-2s. Those are the weapons that will destroy bunkers, will destroy swaths of Iran's capabilities.
And no doubt some of those will be coming right out of Missouri, Whiteman Air Force Base, making the trip over there and delivering ferocious power. Iran wants to talk about being ferocious? They have not seen ferocious yet. What we went after originally were the specific military installations and where they were putting together some of their nuclear materials. And I think it's correct to acknowledge Wilkie and others stating, if they didn't get the message then, there's no sense trying to do a peck, 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 and are you going to back off if we do it again, peck, peck? No, you're probably going to go in and make it a wide swath destruction. Unfortunately, that might end up killing a lot of innocent civilians, which we don't want. And many of those citizens probably want to get rid of their government anyway. We cannot put and will not put our boots on the ground in the country. But all the naval armada that's built up and had a lot of talk going on around it, obviously, Robert Wilkie pointed out, don't forget all the fighter squadrons, one that could come from the carriers, or nearby bases in the Middle East, and are all the way from Missouri, dropping one right down your shaft. Another attempt to try to kill President Trump. Yes, a 21-year-old man arrested once he got on the Mar-a-Lago grounds.
They confronted a white male that was carrying a gas can and a shotgun. He was ordered to drop those two pieces of equipment that he had with him, at which time he put down the gas can, raised the shotgun to a shooting position. At that point in time, the deputy and the two Secret Service agents fired their weapons and neutralized the threat. He is deceased at the scene.
A 21-year-old man from North Carolina. Now, a cousin of him says he wouldn't hurt a fly. He was a good kid. Maybe in the relationship he saw him, possibly. But riddle me this. Why are you sneaking onto the grounds of Mar-a-Lago This is, he got on the grounds when a car was exiting a gate that had to be open. He ran inside at that point, obviously taking advantage of the open gate. What are you doing with a gas can and a shotgun? And then when you're told to put it down, you put the gas can down, but you go to raise the shotgun. That's according to Secret Service. And they, quote, neutralized him, which meant they put him down. So a cousin of this 21-year-old from North Carolina says, he's a good kid. I wouldn't believe he'd be doing something like this. It's mind-blowing. We cannot take away the fact that he has the gas can and a shotgun inside the grounds of Mar-a-Lago. Do we hear any of the Democrats voicing concern for the safety of our president? Listen, I'm listening. Are you listening? Do you hear anything? No. If an attempt is made on any Democrat president, if it'd been Obama, Biden, we're going to call it out. I mean, we want our president alive. We don't want him assassinated. But the left is just so hell-bent against Trump that they don't care. They would gleefully clink glasses together in a congratulations celebration. We know where they stand. They do not stand with America. But this president has been under more threats and attack than any president. And do not forget Butler, Pennsylvania. If that shot had hit its mark, Trump would be out forever, as is Charlie Kirk. And again, they would have been celebrating. That is the attitude. That is the shameful view of those on the left. I thought they care about saying lives matter. No, Larry. They said only black lives matter. Many members of the black community say black lives, white lives, all lives matter. All Democrat lives matter. All leftist lives matter. And all Marxist lives matter. But if you try to take out Trump, you'd be celebrated. You would make history. Maybe that's what this 21-year-old had in mind. Who knows? Coming up, Heritage border security expert Laura Reese from the Heritage Foundation on the violence in Mexico. What stage were we involved in and to what extent? What about Americans in Mexico at this point? And our story behind the story, understanding radio and TV ratings. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We have cartel violence exploding across more than 10 of Mexico's 32 states after the death of Cartel Jalisco New Generation leader. And why that kind of reaction and what happens next? My biggest concern is Americans in Mexico right now. Laura Reese with Heritage Foundation, Border Security Immigration Center leader, joining us. Welcome aboard, Laura.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So are you surprised by the fast blow up of cartel violence after the death of the cartel leader?
No, unfortunately, I'm not surprised. These cartels, including Jalisco New Generation Cartel, have been very powerful and simmering just below the surface as the current president of Mexico, Sheinbaum, the last president of Mexico, AMLO, looked the other way. Unfortunately, Mexico has become a narco state, and they are now reacting to one of their leaders being killed.
And my main concern right now, before we get deeper into this, is U.S. citizens. State Department said nothing. There's been no intent, no report of a U.S. fly-in to get them out, as airlines are not going into Puerto Vallarta. What would you expect next?
Yeah, State Department has been updating their alerts online, and the last one shows widespread violence and concern. It's now up to 18 states of Mexico out of 31.
Wow.
And so there are shelter in place orders, and the U.S. government staff, State Department staff located at different locations in Mexico are working remotely and also sheltering in place. Yes, hopefully the U.S. government will be able to evacuate U.S. citizens. But this is a very fluid situation, and Mexico is a common location for both tourists to go to, and we're in spring break mode right now.
Yeah.
As well as a lot of expats live down there. So it's really important that people aren't traveling out on the roads. They're sheltering in place and keeping their loved ones back in the States notified.
For the help of those not familiar with Mexico, Puerto Vallarta is on the Pacific coast. Cancun, another popular destination on the eastern, let's say, Caribbean Atlantic side. We've seen no violence in that region, but these cartels are all across Mexico. What's to keep it suddenly from blowing up in another location?
Yeah, I mean, if we're dealing with 18 Mexican states, it's across the country. It's both southwestern Mexico, but it is also over in the Yucatan Peninsula, as you mentioned. It's also along our U.S. border, both in the Tijuana area on the west and the Reynosa border area on the east. We also have to remember that given Biden's open borders for 4 years, there are cartel members in the U.S. right now. And so Americans need to be vigilant inside the U.S. Mm-hmm. And Democrats need to hurry up and fund DHS, which is responsible for securing our homeland. It's just absolute negligence on their part.
It is. And I'm so glad you brought out again the fact that Joe Biden opened our border. Thank you, Joe Biden, for letting all these terrorists in. And now, who knows, they might start rising up inside our nation at some point. The U.S. was actively involved to some extent with taking down this cartel leader. Can you give us some background on that?
Yeah, so what we read from reports is that we provided intelligence for the Mexican military to carry out this operation. I haven't seen more detail than that.
Well, if the idea, one report I'd seen, and I don't know, I'm not sure how accurate it is that the original intent was to capture him, but then it turned into a fierce fight and he ended up dead. And then you got a lot of folks in the area that rely upon him as a benevolent leader for them, giving them gifts and helping supply their families, kind of like a Santa Claus, even though he's doing drugs across the world. So they're rising up as well. They're not even cartel members.
Yes, I mean, cartels are wealthy and powerful in Mexico, and so they buy off a lot of people for cooperation or for government leaders to look the other way to allow them to continue to operate. And they made billions more and became even more powerful the last 4 years under Biden. The cartels completely controlled our southern border. Anyone crossing illegally during Biden's years, and there were millions, had to go through those cartels. And so, yes, there's going to be many in Mexico who were dependent on them. But this is the downside of having a narco state. Mexico is a beautiful country, amazing people, and it doesn't deserve this. But unfortunately, it's been a growing phenomenon in reality for the past few decades.
I've seen some video coming out of Puerto Vallarta of either a shopping mall area and or an airport where people are scrambling around just trying to get somewhere. They get to the airport if they can get there, because a lot of cars, trucks, buses are being stopped on the highway. Folks are forced out, and then the vehicles are set ablaze. So getting out is not going to be easy, even if they are saying we will have flights available for you.
Yes, and the ride shares have been halted, and so it's difficult to get to the airport for both those reasons, and that's why the shelter-in-place orders have been made until there can be conditions on the ground to allow people to get to airports, get on planes, and get out.
With that in mind, what would be the step to be considered if we are going to have to go in and get them out with U.S. forces, not forces. Well, it would end up being that, but there's no airline that wants to go in, fly in and out, and we're going to have to send in a military transport. And then now getting them from their resort area to the airport, I mean, that's going to involve U.S. troops of some type on the ground, right?
perhaps for cooperation between our government, Mexican government, our military, Mexican military. And right now, Mexican military is, are facing, you know, they're going head to head with some of these cartel members as it is. I saw one video on X of possible IEDs going off in the roads. So, you know, it's early, so you always have to give time to some of this reporting. But yes, commercial airlines are not going to want to fly in or out of there, at least right now.
And the cartels are well armed. I mean, they've got shoulder missiles. They're heavily armed, more so than possibly the Mexican National Guard and forces are.
Yep, they have the money to buy it. And with all the fentanyl and other drugs that came into the U.S. just as one destination country, then arms and money have flowed south. Unfortunately, under Trump, ATF has seized many more guns and cash that were headed to Mexico. But that is the reality when you open the borders.
Laura, if it doesn't calm down soon, I mean, what would you think would be the next step?
There's got to be more conversations between our government and the Sheinbaum government to get control in Mexico. And so, you know, ideally, it's always the governments and the military working together. And Sheinbaum seems to make public statements of, you know, sovereignty and defiance, at least she has up until yesterday, while quietly cooperating with our government and our military. Time will tell how she's going to change in that regard, because she talks about sovereignty, and yet she and her predecessor did not respect U.S. sovereignty. They treated our country like a doormat.
Yes.
And were perfectly willing for millions of illegal immigrants from the Western Hemisphere in particular, but all over the world, to traverse Mexico knowing that they were coming to the U.S. So she's had no right to lecture us about respecting Mexican sovereignty after Trump came back to the White House. And now she is facing what happens when you look the other way with violent cartels and letting them, in essence, run the country.
You nailed it. Laura, I want to thank you for your time. Always, your expertise means a lot.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Laura Reese, Director of Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. And as we pointed out, all the violence currently is, she said 18 states now. There are 30 states of Mexico. So that's more than half now at this point. It was a third. Now it's jumped up to 18. At the same time, I want to reemphasize to you, it's focused right now on the western coast, the Pacific coast, and from Puerto Vallarta all the way up to the U.S.-Texas border. And as she pointed out, how many of them do we have in our nation? They're now looking for an opportunity to rise up. We will continue to watch that story for you. Between that, Iran, and everything else, and attempts to kill President Trump. Coming up next, a story behind the story. TV, radio ratings, are they even legitimate? Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We've all heard about TV ratings. They're just an estimate of how many people are watching a particular show at a given time, and they're a big deal. But what are these ratings anyway? Where do they come from, and why are they so important? In the United States and Canada, TV ratings are synonymous with one company, Nielsen, which was founded in 1923 by an engineer named Arthur Nielsen. The company uses a technique called statistical sampling to rate the shows. This is the same technique that pollsters used to predict the outcome of elections. To find out who's watching what, the company gets thousands of households to become part of the representative sample for the national ratings estimates. Yep. These participants are randomly selected, and they're paid a little bit, but not near enough to, you know, quit their day jobs and just watch TV full time. To find out what these people are watching, the company installs a black box on the TVs in a home. Now, this isn't the same as a black box on a plane. No, it's just a computer and a modem. The box keeps track of when the TV is on and what it's tuned to.
So you get that basic information. But there are a lot of questions around that. That's a guy on YouTube trying to explain how the TV ratings are taken. Arbitron was primarily the source for radio ratings, Nielsen for TV, and then Nielsen ended up acquiring Arbitron. So now they have a different collection all under the same heading of Nielsen. Nielsen Audio is what it's known for as radio. Measuring audiences in something like 294 metro areas currently, with these portable people meters, which I'll tell you about in a moment, and diary surveys. According to Nielsen, in 2013, it measured station popularity through share, average quarter personnel, or listening, and cumulative audience. I mean, every 15 minutes, there's another number generated. But how many times do you turn on the radio? And, of course, with Larry Connors USA, I know you're listening and paying attention. I know you are, but you might still be doing something else. So I know that you are loyal to the program, and others come and go. Few leave once they've heard the program. But I don't have any real numbers to show you. The cost of these ratings is so big. If you're a radio station and you're trying to deliver rating numbers for clientele, you had to be delivering and hitting a national audience on a continuous basis. If you're selling national ads, the national buyers want to see big numbers, and the cost becomes prohibitive for radio stations. In St. Louis, probably the last standout was when CBS was here and on KMOX radio, and now there will be some ratings taken, but they're not going to be as effective as they were previously, if they were. Because as you heard, it's kind of similar to the election polling. How good is that sometimes? Hillary Clinton's going to wipe the floor with Donald Trump. That didn't turn out, did it? You know, in the beginning with Nielsen on the TV ratings, they were looking at the diary. A diary would be sent out. Now I'm going to give you just some raw numbers, give you an impression. We have what we call sweeps weeks. Not easy for me to say. I need to be a professional for this. Sweeps weeks in TV. 4 weeks. Prime times would be Feb, and then May, and then again you'd find one maybe in July, in October, and December, November going into December. Those are prime times. That's when all the stations would put all their effort into trying to get eyeballs. Local stations did it just like the networks did. So let's say Nielsen would select out of the St. Louis area. I'm giving you raw numbers. Just take it for the fact that the numbers are telling you a general idea. They would send out maybe 1,000 diaries each week for 4 weeks. This diary comes to your home, and you've agreed that you would participate, and you get a nominal pay, $1, $2, $5, whatever. You've got to write down when you turn the TV on, what channel you're watching, who are you watching, and what were you watching. And there are cases like when I was with Channel 4, someone could say, we're watching Channel 5, KTVI, which is the ABC station, with Larry Connors, which I was on Channel 4 at the time. So all three of us got a share of a rating. So they send these out. Folks are supposed to fill them out daily. They get behind. It comes time to mail it in. What do we want? What do we always watch? Well, they just fill it in. They may or may not have watched. Then they came up with putting devices in the homes to make sure folks are actually sitting in front of the TV. In addition, as you heard with the modem on the TV, somebody turns it on, it's watching what's being played. Doesn't say anyone is there in the room watching, does it? Then some decided, well, maybe we should try a motion sensor. So if the person is there and they get up and leave the room, that changes things. If a big dog enters a room, that could change things. And there's another part of that that I'll get to in a moment that really shakes all of this. Radio and TV ratings are probably one of the most obscure sciences in the world. I mean, I think you'd have a better chance of predicting an earthquake than some of the rating. I know I'm going to hear from the Nielsen people and the Arbitron, ex-Arbitron, Nielsen audio people, but it's a fact. They can pull all this together, and they do it based supposedly on true demographics. What does that mean? Well, they need to find an area that complies with what they're trying to identify as a target audience, and then they need to find a household, a certain number in the household, maybe a racial mix, maybe an economic mix, an education mix. And you're just getting started. You still don't have data one. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
It was my job to go out and talk to people in their homes and basically sell them on the idea of being a Nielsen family. My manager would assign me a house. They said, this is the primary house that we have picked that we think will be a good match for Nielsen. That house was selected by the computer algorithms back at Nielsen based on like whatever information they can readily find, whatever information, a lot of it is based on the census, like the most recent census that took place. They go, we think these are the demographics that live in this home. We think this is the age, the race, the gender, the size of family that lives in this home. And that is the demographic we need. So we're sending you there. It's just a guess. People move every single day. They have actually no idea who lives in that home.
And the other thing is, if you agree for them to put that meter on your household TV, how many folks have more than one TV in their house? They're going to put it on what they consider the dominant TV. Let there be one in the living room, is that right? When most people would be watching from the living room, not very likely nowadays. Got one in the kids' room, that's going to be an entirely different viewing habit, right? Got one in the bedroom, may not even come on until late in the evening. So it's still a science that just is lacking. And just because it registers that you are in the room and you're changing the channel and you're hitting a little button every so often to verify, yes, I'm here, if you fall asleep for a while, it doesn't know that. It just figures you forgot to push it, the button, and indicate it. The original Nielsen people meter, they say we're providing accurate measurements of local markets so they could do it year-round rather than during the sweeps we were talking about earlier. That was putting the device on your TV. But again, which TV in the house is watched most often? Then you get into what hours is it watched? The kids are at school, probably that TV is not even on. Or if it is, it's different entertainment than you would have with the kids in the house. But they want the demographic breakout. They want it racially, demographic by age. Age, very important, because that's what you're targeting sales to, normally 18 to 24. I'm sorry, to 54, I'm sorry, my mistake. But then that adjusted over the period of time that maybe you need to bump it up 7 years. They were thinking that folks beyond 54, they don't spend that much money. Times have changed. And there's also a question about 18, those below 18. They have spendable income more now than they did in the past. And, of course, internet on the scene, that changes everything again. The Nielsen audio ratings reference radio, they convince folks to carry with them a device that basically picks up tones buried inside broadcast signals to show that you're listening to that particular station and for how long. You don't have to do anything other than carry it around. And in some cases, they also wanted Arbitron books filled out, these diaries filled out monthly or even quarterly. In 1949, the American Research Bureau, ARB, which later became Arbitron, was the standard for radio measurement. And then came along Nielsen to try to get a hold on the TV side. In 2013, Nielsen took over Arbitron, and it's all under that, but now it's the Nielsen people meters instead of the devices attached to your TV. But again, the key is, who's watching at what time? Look at your own family. And again, how many TVs you've got in your household. How often would you be in one room watching one event, maybe a sporting event, men, women, or kids that are interested in that sport? Well, another room, someone's watching Hallmark reruns. And still in another one, they're focused on watching Fox News or News Nation, something of that nature. You cannot get a real handle on it. It's an imprecise science. And I use the word science loosely. This is This is just one grade below Dr. Fauci, basically, in telling you how science works. I'm the science guy. You can't argue with me. But revenue collected, prices charged for advertising, are all based on what information they have. Talent pay for news anchors, radio shows of one particular type or another. That's how they're going to base their pay. You're going to get X dollars because we're bringing in XXX dollars. That's great. No one really wants to pull the curtain back too far because it might unveil, we're not nearly as good as we thought we were, are we? You know, the best advertising, I've always told folks who advertise with me, is that the best advertising is word of mouth. When a friend of yours tells you, I've used this company, I recommend them, that's usually the very best. The sponsors I have, and I'm not trying to make a push for them, I'm just trying to give you some background. One, I have faith in each and every one of them. I know what they're capable of, and I endorse them because I put my name with them and my credibility. That doesn't mean some other companies out there competing against them could not possibly match them. It's just that these are the ones that I'm willing to endorse, put my name with them. And then the other issue, branding. If you're going to buy advertising of any type, you got to be consistent. You got to be there even if the market's upside down. You got to continue to support it. You can't just disappear and then come back and think, okay, now we're ready to go back on track. Because whatever audience you built, you've already lost. Maybe they've gone somewhere else. So we're back to where we started with the story behind the story on ratings. Not only confusing, but often inaccurate. What are you going to do? Get a crystal ball? Maybe. That might work. Tomorrow's story behind the story, a more solemn event. As a 10-year-old boy, this then boy, had to serve as a pallbearer for a dear friend who died as many across the nation were suffering similar things and nobody was stopping them for a long time. A daring risk for our youth. That's tomorrow's story behind the story. Second hour coming up.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.